morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'll start then. Like to reconvene the County of Sullivan IDA. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. And Mr. Smith?
Here.
Okay, we have one item, discussion of resolution for mortgage financing relating to Montrain Operating Company, LLC, Empire Resorts Real Estate 1, LLC, Empire Resorts Real Estate 2, LLC. So I'm sure Walter and Barbara have been working hard with this was a complicated mortgage. So do you want to bring us up to speed on anything?
Well, let's start out, Ira, by getting the resolution that Jen posted on the website.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as posted and as stated in my hand.
And I'll second it.
Okay, Ira, the answer is that this is still somewhat amoebic. The total financing facility that will be closed on is $505 million. The resolution as originally contemplated and circulated included authorization for mortgages, one or more mortgages to one or more lenders in an aggregate amount not to exceed $485 million. Late yesterday afternoon, one of the two lenders came back and suggested that the $10 million unsecured piece that they were advancing, that they would prefer for that to be secured versus unsecured. So what I've prepared and sent to Jen late yesterday was a resolution at $505 million instead of $485 million. So what we would need is a motion to make changes, and Jen has the compare draft and can take the board quickly through the changes to the resolution.
It's a 20 million, right? 20 million increase.
Yeah, we have not heard from lender number two. Lender number one has said that they would like the 10 million that was to be unsecured to be secured. So in contemplation of the other lender making the same request, we've increased the aggregate amount to $505 million, but it may be $485, it may be $495, or it may be $505. But to be fully prepared, it's my recommendation that we adopt a resolution in the highest potential secured amount, since this needs to close by Friday.
So, and I would assume that all the lenders, one knows what the other one's asking for, correct?
The email I got last night had enough lawyers on the, yes. If they're reading their emails, they all know.
Okay.
So all it is increasing, you're just increasing the base amount in the exact same resolution.
That's all. Jen can take you through the...
Well, does she need to if it's exactly the same?
Well, there's a number of different changes. It'll be real quick, Howard.
Okay.
But Jen, you're on mute.
Thanks, sorry. there are a number of changes, but they are quick. In the header, the title of the resolution, so the aggregate amount is now not to exceed $505 million, as Walter mentioned. All the recitals, there's no changes there on pages, going through pages 9, 10, 11. When you get down to the second to last whereas, which is near the bottom of page 12, the resolution that was circulated indicates that the execution of a first lien mortgage, leasehold mortgage, assignment of leases and rents, etc., not to exceed $155 million. So that's now $165 million. That's in favor of BNP, that's the BNP 2021 mortgage. Then in the last, whereas at the top of page 13, this relates to the Raven 2021 mortgage. So that amount, not to exceed $330 million, is now $340 million. Then in the resolution section, section one, again, the BNP 2021 mortgage will be not to exceed $165 million. Section two, the Raven 2021 mortgage will be, rather than not to exceed $330 million, that's now not to exceed $340 million. And that's it.
So it's really the same thing, except those two spots are the 10 giving some flexibility. So I would make a motion to-
Howard, 1 second. Just before we look to amend it, I just want to get on the record that Steingart has done printing with the applicant, but there's no financial gain because this is a mortgage, or so I feel that disclosure is appropriate. So and after discussing it with legal counsel, they agreed. So I just want to disclose that. Okay, go ahead, Howard.
Well, that should have been said before we got into the discussion, Ira, but that's just a form thing. So I want to amend the resolution as stated based on the changes of the two, which really is just the increase of the 20, leaving some flexibility. So the second resolution is the one that I would like to amend it to.
We have a second?
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. Any further discussion? We'll call the question as amended. Okay, I'll call it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Okay, so move. Any public comment?
No.
You said no, Ken? Okay, then motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.